people who would never use an NIV or a New Living Translation or one of these other modern Bible perversions will often compromise on the New King James. They'll say, well, you know, it's not the King James, but it's the New King James. Now, first of all, King James was dead for several hundred years before this Bible came out, so I don't know how it has the right to call itself the New King James when it's a completely different translation of the Bible. But they say, well, it's pretty much like the King James. It just has removed the these and the thous. It's just a little bit easier to understand. A lot of people are deceived by this thing. But let me show you how the New King James perverts critical doctrine. Listen to 1 Corinthians 1:18 in the King James Bible. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Listen to the same verse in the New King James. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Now, that's a pretty big difference. The King James Bible says we are saved. The New King James in the same verse says we're being saved. Well, I'm not being saved. I already am saved through the preaching of the cross. And so we see that the New King James in this passage and in other places makes salvation seem to be a process. Whereas in the King James Bible, it's clear that salvation occurs in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.